This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 496 for Friday, July 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are down hard on Friday in what an analyst believes is a good amount of farmer selling. At the final settlement, the November canola contract drops $25.20 at $646.40 per ton, and the January contract falls $23.40 at $654.10 per ton. The analyst adds that the market is also contending with improving weather for the United States Midwest and the likelihood of large crops come harvest. Canola is also being pulled back by sharp declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with European rapeseed. Upticks in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy meal are trying to temper a further downward slide. However, losses in crude oil are adding more pressure onto the oilseeds. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending July 21st that producer deliveries of canola are nearly 476,000 tons and down from the previous week, as are exports of almost 121,000 tons and domestic use of 221,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is down a pinch on Friday afternoon, with the loonie at 72.3 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 72.36. On the final day of the Wheat Council Quality Tour in North Dakota, spring wheat yields are projected to be 54.5 bushels per acre, besting last year's 47.4. Ukraine reports its harvest so far includes 3.08 million tons of rapeseed and 14.7 million tons of wheat. Heavy rains pulled down the French soft wheat crop by 2 points at 50% good to excellent. France's wheat harvest advances 14 points at 41% complete. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday. The November contract plummets 31 cents at $10.48.5 per bushel. August soy oil tumbles 2.15 cents at 43.66 cents per pound. August soy meal nudges up 90 cents at $353.30 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn drops 11.5 cents at $3.94.5 per bushel. September oats give up 7 cents at $3.22. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago September loses 14.5 cents at $5.23.5. Kansas City September gives up 16 cents at $5.45.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September falls 15 cents at $5.88.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, July 26th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.